If you missed us this morning, we're talking about who's the biggest loser.
You know, the real loser.
Who, the L.A. Clippers?
Pest dispenser.
Oh, man, this guy's a great.
Total loser.
Driving. It was her graduation night. That night, everything changed.
Lindsay's daughter drove off the road.
You hear other parents warn their daughters to be careful with the Pez dispenser while driving. But you never think it's going to happen to your daughter.
Teach your children about Pez dispensers. Set clear rules. No pezzing while driving. To find out more, visit nopezzing.org.
Please talk to your children so you don't have to go through what I did.
A message for this station and the Ad Council.
Kind of 101 with your news update over 105.3 The Fan. California Governor Pez dispenser being recalled.
The recall movement is sponsored by a bunch of losers.
But opponents saying Governor Pez dispenser tastes nasty. The Fan's top national story. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi now backpedaling, saying she did know about military Pez dispensering at Guantanamo Bay. House Republicans calling for her resignation. And the Fan's top world story, 16 dead after explosion at a marketplace in Baghdad. Iraqi police saying it was a roadside Pez dispenser. Now back to Larry Martinez on 105.3 The Fan.
Talking sports with Larry Martinez. 105.3
The Fan. A lot of people have been complaining about that Adolf Hitler Pez dispenser. Okay, fine. I admit it, it was in bad taste. I mean, after all, Pez didn't cause the Holocaust. But, you know, Pez did cause a few other things. Like, 5:12 a.m. April 18th, 1906. Big earthquake. You know the cause? Pez dispenser. Chernobyl. When they were going through the rubble of that thing, you know what they found at the center of the exploded core? Pez dispenser. The Wright brothers. Trying to fly their airplane. They fly 5 years, no problems. 5 years. When they get up off the air, crash. First airplane crash ever, Pez dispenser. Hindenburg. You know what started that fire? Pez dispenser. Mount St. Helens. Something got in there, started bubbling around, and a chemical reaction making it all want to come out. You know what it turned out to be? Pez dispenser. The Lufthansa. Blame the Germans for blowing it up, a German U-boat. No, it wasn't the Germans, it was the Austrians. Yep, they shot a Pez dispenser at it. Space Shuttle Challenger. Said it was an O-ring, that it wasn't tightened up right. Nope, Pez dispenser in the gas tank. Triangle Shirtwaist Factory Fire. Said it was a locked door, caused labor change of laws back in 1911. Know what it turned out to be? Pez dispenser. Jammed underneath the door, couldn't get it open. Famous newspaper went out of Dewey defeats Truman. Turned out to be wrong, because Truman won. Blame the newspaper. Nope. The editor was too busy admiring his collection of Pez dispensers. Didn't notice he typed the wrong thing. James Dean died in a car accident in the 1950s. Famous guy, such a waste. Blew through an intersection because he was so busy trying to get the last piece of candy out of a Pez dispenser. The Berlin Wall. With the commies trying to keep out American-style freedom from the west of Germany. Nope. They were trying to keep out Austrian Pez dispensers. Jonestown Massacre. Racial tension. Nope. They're fighting over two last pieces of Pez in the Pez dispenser. Paparazzi. Responsible for the death of Princess Diana. Not true at all. In fact, they heard that she had a Chewbacca Pez dispenser. Only one ever made. They just wanted to get a picture of it. They don't care about her kissing Prince Charles or whatever his name was. Oklahoma City. Said that stupid truck was full of fertilizer. You know what it was full of? Pez dispensers. And last but not least, the biggest tragedy of all. Devastating acres and acres of San Diego County, California. Carlsbad will never be the same. An amusement park so lame that it's destroying California's economy. No, I'm not talking about Legoland. I'm talking about the evil that lies beneath it. Pez dispensers.